I'm known to be loud. And she loves her family, loves her kids, and, you know, just has a unique way of going about letting them know that.
True. I think that's a lot of moms, though. A lot of moms are like that, but that's why we love our moms.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And how do you think she's changed since episode one?
Well, I think this trope, you know, kind of changed things, really. But that was only the fourth episode, you know. I think it was the fourth or sixth episode where Dottie got a stroke, you know. But I think it's kind of made her realize how much she needs people.
And how did you prepare for that storyline? Because you obviously Dottie did have the stroke, but how did you prepare for the storyline? Because you play it so well.
Well, thank you. Well, I just, you know, my husband, who I've been married to for 33 years, when we were together for about 2 years, he had suffered from an acoustic neuroma, and the surgery kind of left him paralyzed on one side. But I mean, he got it back, but I sort of experienced it through another person, so I was able to sort of witness and, you know, see what it was like for him. It wasn't a stroke, but it was, you know, it was because of the surgery that it affected his, you know, left side of his body.
Is he okay now? Is he doing okay now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like there's certain things he can't do, but you really kind of can't notice it. You know, like he can't fully smile. Sort of like Bell's palsy. Can't fully smile, can't really blink his eye on the left side. Is you know, he's completely deaf on the left side. His, you know, that kind of thing. But because they had to remove the hearing mechanism and the balance mechanism on the left side. So, and he had to learn how to walk again. So it was that kind of a thing. But yes, he's recovered from that. But, you know, I remember when he was going through it, it was a lot.
Oh, I can't even begin to imagine. But he's lucky to have someone like you.
Well, we're blessed to have one another, so help each other.
It's beautiful. Love like that is just so beautiful.
Well, it's I feel very blessed.
And in the season finale of the show, we saw the wedding being postponed because of the Dele situation. Is Dottie going to be involved in helping him return?
Oh, I don't know. There's too many spoiler alerts if I told you what happened.
That's true. Yeah. you can't blame a girl for trying. Can't blame a girl for trying.
You have to just tune in.
It's already on my DVR.
Yeah. Is it Monday night? When is it?
Yes, Monday night.
This Monday night is the first season? Yeah, well, wait till the second episode. That's when all the fun begins.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And one thing I loved about last season is Dottie and Gloria together. You two have so much chemistry together. Are we going to see some more of that?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. She's amazing, Brené. She's incredible. You know, what a career. My goodness.
And I don't know how she does it because she's on your show and she's also on General Hospital. So I was like, I don't know how she does it, Chad. That's amazing energy. That's two completely different shows.
She's doing General Hospital now, right?
Yes. She has a good, really good storyline. Yeah.
I don't know. How do they do that? I haven't asked her about that, but I mean, I guess they must figure out when she's working on Barbara Sabashola because, you know, she has to be there for rehearsal on Thursdays and Fridays, and then we shoot Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so depending on how much she has to do, you know.
That's true, yeah. She probably just goes Zoom back and forth one to the other, but that's great, though. Good on her.
Amazing, I know. That's incredible.
It really is. And I know you can't give away any spoilers, but what can you tease that we could see with Dottie this season? Anything you could, like, you know, tease about?
Well, I'll just say Nigeria is involved.
Oh, okay. I like it. I like it. I can't wait. Now, did you travel on location for that, or did you have to just, kind of not
Can
because
you
of COVID?
imagine if we all went to Nigeria? No,
Yeah.
they make the back lot look like it.
Wow. Because I was going to say, it's so gorgeous there. I've seen pictures, and it just looks so realistic. So you've got a good
Oh,
team
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's incredible. They make magic happen at Warner Brothers.
I know. It's the reason I love Warner Brothers. It's all the magic.
Oh my gosh, I was walking around the lot the other day. I couldn't believe it. It's so much fun. I mean, it really is such a throwback because I don't know when that studio was built, probably in the 30s maybe. You know, because they did like Dark Victory there and stuff that was like 1931, but I don't know, it was built a long time ago. And they have you walk in certain areas and you're just like all of a sudden in this little village, you know? And it's like there's a town square and I mean, it's just like it's all that stuff is there, you know?
It's
Little towns
amazing.
that they create and you know, it's just so it's so cool.
Yeah, and I would love to be that creative where I can come up with stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do a lot. It's a great
And we,
studio.
oh, absolutely. And we do see a lot with the late Dottie's late husband, mentioned in the show a lot. Are we going to see him through flashbacks or anything in the future, or find out how he founded the business?
I don't know. That would be a really, really interesting thing because in reality, he's like the head of props.
Oh, wow.
He's not an actor, but I would love to see him act. That would be awesome.
I would love to see that too. That would be a really interesting way to show him. I think that would be great.
Yeah, it would be great. See what they come up with. I think you'd have to join the union, though.
That's true, yeah. But are we
Know.
going to have any guest stars this season?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be, yeah.
You mean like famous people, like John
Yes.
Ransomburger? Yeah.
Yes, I love him on
Yeah,
the
that was
show.
so much fun. I had the best time with him.
Yeah,
What a
I'm rooting
nice
for him to
guy.
come back.
I hope they, well, I don't know. I mean, who knows? You never know what they have up their sleeve, but it's all great, you know? There's always these great surprises with these scripts, you know, that they hand out. You can't believe how much work they do. The writers, I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of work they do.
Yeah. And do you have a favorite episode that they've come up with that you've been a part of?
You know, everyone is great. I mean, really, they're all just so unique and great. So I can't say because every single episode offers just so much comedic fun, you know? And there's so much heart in the show, I think that really comes across. And everybody feels it on the set, you know?
I think that's what makes it such a fan favorite series too, just the fact that you could tell it's genuine.
Yeah, it really is. Nobody's faking it. I mean, the love that we have for one another is very genuine. It's a great group. It really is.
And what else do you think makes it such a fan favorite series?
I think because it's funny. And the just the whole like you know, clash of cultures between Nigeria and, you know, Detroit. It's really so great.
You're so lucky to have such an amazing job like that.
I know. Well, it's you know, I've been in the business for almost 50 years now.
Oh, wow.
So that's a long run. So
Yeah,
I'm
but
so grateful. Are you kidding? this is like gravy.
And do you have any other projects on the horizon, or is this show pretty much your baby now?
Well, I have an album that's going to be coming out on Warner Chappell Music called After the Ball. It's something I started like 5 years ago when I did a concert at Carlisle in New York City. And it's something I'm very proud of, and it's been 5 years in the making, and so that's, we're sending the files over today as we speak, so I'm very excited about that. So that'll be streaming like on Spotify and all those different, you know, places that you can listen to music. And I'm also in Paul Thomas Anderson's new movie. That's coming out in, I think, in November or December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm really so glad and grateful that, you know, I've had these opportunities.
And you've been inspiration for so many people. I remember watching you in movies when I was a little girl, and you were just always so fun to watch.
What was it, Richie Rich? My
yes.
Was
yes.
Yes, of course.
No, you guys, in the first season finale, you and John saying, I ain't got a barrel of money. Was that a throwback to those fans?
Oh, you mean with, are you talking about Richie Rich?
Yeah, because you guys sang that song in the movie.
Oh, that's right. I sang it on Richie Rich. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I just was wondering if that was an Easter egg for the fans or the fact that it was
a coincidence. I don't know. I think it might have been a coincidence.
Oh, what a good one, too.
Yeah. And that man who was so great, I loved him.
Yeah, he was incredible.
What a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Yeah. It was a beautiful movie. I can't wait to watch it with my niece when she's a little bit older.
Yeah. It's such a fun kids movie. You know, kids love it.
Yeah. It's definitely, and I love movies like that. They could just watch with the whole family.
Yep. That's right.
And anything else you want to tell your fans and supporters before I let you go?
Well, I just I'm so happy to be part of this experience of Bob Hart's Abishola, and I'm so we wouldn't be anywhere without the fans, you know? We wouldn't be anywhere. So it's really, that's the support that kind of carries you through, you know? So I know, for me personally, I'm so, so, so grateful for the fans. I'm so, you know, happy that people watch the show and enjoy the show and want more. So we want to give the fans their due, because, like I say, we wouldn't be anything without them.
And we're so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And all the best. So what are you majoring in?
Oh, I'm not in school. I just happen to live in that area. But I was a journalism major.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. So that's good. You're doing what you love.
I am, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, that's so great. And that's where you grew up?
No, I grew up in New York. I just moved here because I needed a cheaper place to live, and my family was moving out here anyway. So I followed everybody.
Oh, such a beautiful state.
Oh, I love it here.
Yeah, I have a lot of cousins there, and my mom and dad were both from Pennsylvania, so they grew up in Pennsylvania.
Nice. Well, if you're ever in the area, I'll make you a lasagna.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love lasagna.
And I'm Italian, so it's from scratch, so.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
Yeah, you have a standing invitation.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem. It was a pleasure to speak to you, and I hope we get to speak together soon.
I hope so, too. All right. All the best.
All the best. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.